well, hundreds of times actually saying you don't know who to vote for. You're going to be voting for the lesser of the two evils, some of you have said, phoning in. And, you know, being pretty worried about what the future holds for the country. You've got the ANC under the looting Jacob Zuma in the past. You've got a list that looks like a crime scene, as that cartoon that's gone viral certainly goes. A lot of people feeling that some of the core people on top of that particular list will offer this country absolutely nothing. You've got the Democratic Alliance, who've done a good job of, you know, working in Cape Town and doing what people should be doing, which is a clean audit. Some would argue that one needs to do more than that, right? And you also had that ugly spat between the higher-ups in the DA and Patricia de Lille, who's now started the Good Party. So, I mean, it's all a bit of a mess, quite frankly. But a party has just appeared on the horizon, and it seems pretty clear what they stand for. When you call yourself the Capitalist Party of South Africa, then at least people will know what you stand for, which is capitalism. But it's not that straightforward, though. I mean, there are nuances and questions within all of this. And the man who's going to be talking to you about this is the founder of the Capitalist Party of South Africa, Canthen Pillay, founding member. He's also chair of the ZACP. Canthen, a very good morning to you. You come with a wealth of executive experience, media executive experience. You've worked in radio. You were a senior executive MD, as a matter of fact, at ETV. So you've been around, you've done that. Why jump into politics?
My considered view, oh, good morning to the listeners, by the way, Peter. My considered view on this is that, you know, we had a politician who had a shot at being a businessman, and that was Cyril Ramaphosa. So it's about time we actually have business people who have a shot at being politicians, and to see which way around actually works better. So that's kind of the short answer.
Now, when you say you're a capitalist, what does that actually mean?
Well, look, it's kind of an interesting thing. If you look back through my history, you know, I clearly was an ANC voter at the beginning, up until 2009. In 2009, I voted for Helen Zille. In 2014, I voted for Mantele Ramphele. And I found myself coming up to this election without anyone to actually vote for. And at that point, I took a look and said, well, if I were to start a political party from scratch, what are the values that I actually espouse? And I looked back at my own career, you know, primarily in the eMedia group, obviously first as part of the startup team at eMedia, and then moving on to running Wired, which owned the radio assets, for 10 years. I did that exactly 10 years. But if I look particularly in terms of my tenure at Wired, running the radio division, when I started there, we had 30 employees. When I left, we had 110 employees. We had met our targets every single year in terms of profit that we handed back to the group. And we continued to just simply expand the business by bringing more people on board. And surely that's a business model for the country, that you increase the profitability of the country and you grow employment. And the things that we did were not rocket science. You know, we just controlled costs, invested wisely in new technology, and kept bringing people on board instead of shipping things outside the country to be done. Now, surely that's so commonsensical that we should be doing it. But we still have this ridiculous situation where the ANC is spending, what is it, millions on getting T-shirts from China. Surely there's something wrong with that.
Now, Canthen, if one just looks at the lay of the land at the moment and who people will be voting for, it seems to be centered around personalities, where Cyril Ramaphosa's got 70% and the ANC sort of lingering much lower than that. The DA looking at Musi Maimane. Politics based on personalities. Yes, Canthen Pillay has done a great job as a media executive, but I think the other key question is, who are the other people of substance in your party, though? Because if people are going to vote for a Capitalist Party of South Africa, surely you can't have a bunch of deadbeats backing you up.
Yeah, look, Kido, if I have to spend time going through the CVs of every person that we've got on our list, we could be here all morning. They all highly competent people. You know, people can go to our website, capitalist.org.za. There's a tab right there that lists our people, and you can go through the list of names, and you'll immediately get a sense of that. But one of the things that all 10 of us were very much in agreement up front when we started doing the groundwork for this party was that we wanted to move away from the cult of personality and rather get people to focus on the ideas. So the purple cow symbol actually appeared around about October last year. We had a website, purplecow.mobi, which is still there. And we spent the next weeks, every week, putting up a new video in three languages, English, Afrikaans, and isiZulu, where we took a very simple concept of a problem that needed fixing, and we offered a solution in terms of how we go about fixing it. And we looked at things that actually touch the hearts of people on a day-to-day basis. So for me, this journey started when you had a five-year-old girl, Lumkam Ketfo, who died such a horrible death in drowning in a toilet in the Eastern Cape. And so we came up with a solution to solving school toilets. People speak about beneficiation and mineral wealth. We came up with a video that explains a quick way to do that. People speak about increasing tourism. We came up with a quick video to fix that. Improving policing. We came up with a quick video to fix that. And the whole idea was to try and get us into the mindset that says, surely we should be thinking about solutions to the problems and not who are the people who are implementing the problems, implementing the solutions.
Yeah.
Because the counter-personality thing is so outrageous. People will respond to something either positively or negatively just because Helen Ziller happens to say it, irrespective of whether the idea is good or bad. And look, you know, Helen Ziller is a friend of mine, and most of her ideas are good. She has some appallingly bad ideas. But people will respond uniformly. It's either terrible or it's good just because she says it.
Kenton, we've got to wrap, but why should people vote for you? Why should people vote for the Capitalist Party of South Africa?
The quickest way to say that, you know, is that we have real solutions. Go to our website, check out the 10 plans that we have, and we can make these things work. And there are 10 things which, if we get into Parliament, we can do almost immediately. And they cost the country almost nothing, and they immediately add to the bottom line. As we fix those 10 things, we'll keep adding more things that can be fixed simply, quickly, and effectively. And it really is that easy. But don't vote for us. Vote for our ideas. Capitalist.org.za. Check out the – if you like it, then vote for us on the basis of the ideas. If you think the ideas are not good, then go with your usual run-of-the-mill parties. This is a democracy.
Well, at least there's a party that stands, because everybody, you know, if one listens to what political parties talk, no one's overtly supported capitalism. You know, it's interesting to have a party that says, hey, we're capitalist and we can solve all our problems by being proudly capitalist in South Africa. And there are lots of people who fall into that capitalist mindset, that are happy to be called capitalists. So it'd be very, very interesting to see what the elections hold. What's the website again?
Capitalist.org.za.
There we go. That is Kanthan Pillay, founding member and chairman of the ZACP, the Capitalist Party of South Africa. Does that sound like a party that you could vote for? I'm just looking at some of the names here. There's Kanthan, of course. There's Robin Kabanak. There's Neo Kuau as well. Gideon and Yober, Unati Kwaza, who actually phones into the show quite a lot. Duncan McLeod, another media maverick. There's Sandile Vabaza, Louis Nell, Katlego Mabusela, and Dumo Denga. You can go and check out those names. What are your thoughts on that? Thoughts on the latest political party on the landscape? You are listening to Breakfast. I am Keita with you all the way through until 9 after 8:30. We're obviously going to be opening up those lines. I'd love to hear what you have to say about who you potentially gain to vote for. The one thing I can say is there's no way I could conceivably vote ANC with this type of list. It is embarrassing. I have lots of respect for Cyril Ramaphosa, but Cyril Ramaphosa does not make the ANC. It is 8:30.